USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The tribute for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is underway. According to Carter's son Chip, his mother, as an individual, instilled belief in him.
My mother was the glue that held our family together through the ups and downs and thicks and thins of our family's politics.
President Biden, former President Clinton, and all living former First Ladies are in attendance. Former President Jimmy Carter, her husband of 77 years, is also there. The 99-year-old Carter, currently in hospice care, is mourning the passing of his wife, who died at the age of 96. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. Today, 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. CIA Director Bill Burns is reportedly in Qatar for discussions with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts on potential further extensions of the truce. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasizes the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, has expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be challenging for the country to manage. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunter Biden is ready to comply with a subpoena, but only if he can testify publicly before the House Oversight Committee on December 13th. The president's son agreed to comply with a subpoena that was issued by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, but Biden is demanding that the testimony be public. The original subpoena was for a closed-door deposition rather than a public hearing. Musicians Hall & Oates, in a career of nearly 50 years, have sold 40 million albums and had 19 songs hit the top 10 on various charts, 9 of which went to number 1. Now Hall is suing Oates over their catalog. Lance Pry has more.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on what actually takes place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Katy Perry sold her catalog recently, 5 albums for $225 million. Outright.
A record-breaking 200 million Americans splurged on gifts and goods from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, defying economic concerns. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.